Hello everyone, you're listening to the Fashion Photography Podcast and I'm your host, the fashion advertising photographer Virginia Yanchova. This is episode number 107 and today we'll be talking about self-education, the one thing you should always have on set, making good portraits, shooting for Coca-Cola Light, how to approach your clients, and some other amazing stuff. So keep up with us and let's go straight to the interview.
Hello, my name is Alexander Popli. I'm a Belgian photographer living in Ghent, and I have my own photo studio where I work from. I work mostly in portrait and fashion photography and a little bit of advertising as well.
For how long you've been doing that?
The studio exists for 5 years now, but I've been taking pictures, let's say, for about 9 years, 8 years, something like
that. And do you have any background as an educational background in photography?
No, actually not. I studied graphic design at the Royal Academy, and I worked for a few years in an advertising company. From there on, I started working as a photographer. It just came along.
So you already had some connection in the advertising industry when you started?
No, not really.
Oh.
It was just my first job after studying.
Mm-hmm. When you stopped your graphic design career and you started as a photographer?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, actually.
We have time.
Actually, I run the studio together with a colleague. He's also a photographer, of course. We know each other already for like 15 years now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But we met again when I finished studying for my exhibition. How do you call it? Like when you finish school, you have this exhibition. My last year, I only took pictures, actually. I didn't do anything with graphic design anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that was possible back then. So I invited him. He just started with a graphic design studio together with a friend of him. I started assisting him for a few months in the beginning, and then I saw him starting the studio, and then they invited me to start working for them part-time as a photographer, part-time as a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm. But you already had this feeling how to compose some stuff, how to light them probably. Tell me about the light problems you had.
It's all a matter of experience as well. In the beginning, it was not that as good as now, I think, but put a lot of attention towards lighting. It's really important for me.
And how did you learn to master it?
Just testing, doing it over and over again.
What about some books, guys? Really? You're all just testing? You're
what,
that
books?
Good. Yeah, did you read any books about it?
No.
No, just testing.
No, it's more out of a curiosity. Like you go to a shop and you see like a beauty dish. What is a beauty dish? I have to try this. And then you organize a little shoot and then you try the beauty dish. And then you're, oh, that's a nice lightning. And then that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So step by step, actually.
And what about the poses you use? Because they're so different. For example, when I open your website, which is...
Zoob.be. Zoob.be.
And it's also linked in the show notes, guys, so you know where to check it out. When we open your website, we see some very cool pictures. And the second one is a person upside down. Which such a weird pose. How did you came up with this pose?
Matter of improvising, actually. It was one of the last shots we did that day. It was for an album cover of a hip-hop album of Brian.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually working with the installations as well. He's an artist. So he's part-time just artist making installations, part-time rapper.
Oh, cool.
So I... So it can be interesting if you could bring some materials you normally work with to build a little setting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just improvised a little setting with stuff that was standing in the studio as well. Yeah, I thought it would be nice if he could hang on it. And then I always like to search for nice poses, so push it to the limit.
I think you did your job with this one. And talking about interesting light and poses, you also have a photo shoot with a girl with black skin.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything more specific about doing light for black skin?
The nice thing about it is that you can put more light on it, actually.
Mm-hmm. Is there something you don't have to do?
Well, actually, that shoot is mostly with natural light and just some reflection.
Yeah, because there is definitely a second source of light. It can be a reflector, but it's a strong effect.
That's a strong one.
So you can do something like this just with a simple reflector, guys. Can you hear that? Simple reflector. So a photographer does not need full room of equipment, right?
True. Just Simple stuff. Aluminium foil, for instance.
So what's the thing that a photographer cannot go out without?
Yeah, some reflection panels, I think. I mean, it's always good to fill in the shadows a bit. But for 90%, I work with studio lighting, also on location, just to have a backup.
Yeah, because you're a serious
it's
photographer.
It's nice when you want to take like portraits of somebody and the perfect spot. And that's, for instance, the house is quite a dark spot, but the light falls nice. But then you still have control over putting the right lightning spot on the face. Person becomes recognizable again.
Mm-hmm. And we have to admit that as a professional photographers, we cannot go out just with the reflector, of course, because like you said, we should always have backup, especially shooting for clients.
Yeah, true. Just bring as much as possible.
But for those people who are starting right now or they're just building their portfolios, a reflector is a great friend.
True.
Tell me about your website. Did you do it by yourself since you're a graphic designer?
No, actually not. No, we work together with a graphic design agency from Ghent. I'm not that good with words. So I just thought we should let the images speak for itself. That's why we search for a system that you only see pictures. And when you click on it, you see details.
So it's a custom made website.
Yeah, true.
Very cool. And there is this, I think it's the first photograph that I see when I click on your website with a man sitting on the beach.
Yeah.
With a backdrop above him.
Yeah.
Because people usually use those to be behind the model, but I love the feeling I have here.
First idea was actually to really put him in front of it, of course. But then
sure.
It was really blowing a lot. And yeah, then again, it's like a matter of improvising. I thought the shapes were really interesting, so I just let the wind do his thing, because it has a shape instead of a background.
This photograph is totally gorgeous because it looks like he's flying, like he's spreading his wings.
Yeah, that's it too.
Who's that person?
Ozark Henry. It's a quite famous singer from Belgium. I don't know how famous he is internationally, but I think he got a pretty good name.
To be honest with you, I did my job and I know who's that person. But it was interesting for me that he's a singer and there is not a single microphone or something like this around him. So tell me about the idea behind this project, because I'm not talking only about the single photograph.
It was actually for a magazine. It was about people who are busy with aesthetics and they have to talk about aesthetics, but they got actually nothing to do with the picture itself. I just wanted to make nice pictures of him.
How did you came up with the idea about the beach?
He lives at the beach, actually. He lives quite close there.
You connect your ideas with the person's life when you do portraits.
Yeah, if it's possible, yeah, I like to do that. And also, I think when it's not because it's a musician, he should have his instruments with him. I just think it's nice to work with shapes, and I thought the subject fitted with him as a person as well.
So when I saw your photograph, I thought that there is something behind the photograph, something that I don't know about this person.
Like a story.
Yeah. And it's like you're revealing that story in front of me.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah. That's
yeah. And I think it's so cool to make portraits like this at the university. They were asking us to make portraits without a person in them. And back then I thought this is like the best project ever. And I still do. I really like this idea very much. I don't know if you have ever done anything like this, an exercise like this, but I think even if you haven't, I think the photograph that I see here is a real portrait. I can understand more about this person than just seeing. I think that's the purpose of a real portrait.
Yeah, I always try to search a bit just how the person is and then try to work from there. It fits with the personality a bit.
What would be your approach when you're shooting a celebrity? Will you stick to what people know about them, or you try to look deeper to find something for the photograph that people don't know yet?
I wouldn't search like what kind of pictures that are already existing. Yeah, of course I would Google it. I would not try to make the same. I would try to find how I read a person. And then try to translate that into an image. And of course, then I would try to stick to the idea a bit. But there's always room for improvisation.
Sure. On your website, you also have a commercial section. And there we can see that you have some shots for Coca-Cola Light. Tell me about it. How did this happen to you?
Well, everybody knows the commercial for Coca-Cola Light with the Coca-Cola Light Man and the park and then the three girls. And there was like a competition
Okay.
kind of thing for like the new Coca-Cola Light Man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the guy who won, and then he became like the new Belgium Coca-Cola light man, and they needed to have visuals, of course. And they contacted me to do it, so I was really happy to do it, of course. And we really built the setting totally in the studio, so the grass is real, only the tree is not real, and the birds of the clouds, but
Cool.
all the rest is real. We really built a small hill,
Wow.
so it was pressy but exciting job.
How many people were in the team?
For the photography team was quite small, me, my assistants, that's what only three or four from my side, but then you always have like all the rest, and then you end up with sometimes there are like 15 people in the studio.
And you were contacted by the agency, right? Not exactly from the client right away.
Not from Coca-Cola Light itself, but from another agency. I did the shoot for the UEFA Cup for them. That's how they know me.
And how did they find you the first time?
I work a lot for Medialand. It's like the biggest television company of Belgium. It's all a small world. So you work for Medialand and then you end up on a job where there's a person who has Coca-Cola Light as a client, and then he likes working with you, so he asks you again. That's how it works.
Tell me about the first advertising project you had.
And I really have to think. I think that one was a small, quite a small shoot for Belgium government about sensibilization for eating healthy.
Oh my God.
With a girl who did healthy shopping. Studio shoots, nothing special actually. Just not that exciting.
Yeah, but I'm sure you've been very excited the moment you've been chosen to do this project, right?
When I think about it, there were mostly a lot of problem solving, I think. And if I would check the pictures again, they're quite bad.
And would you like to share some experience about it with the people listening to us right now who are on their way to find their first agency client? And what to do and what not to do. For example, I just listened to one of the Chase Jarvis live episodes with this amazing guy, Ramit Sethi, and they're talking about the things you have to do and you don't have to do when you're meeting a client. So, is there something you would like to recommend?
Just be yourself and don't try to be someone else, I think. Always be friendly. And when you're stressed, don't try to show it too much. Having a good atmosphere is as much as important as having a good result, because they're always going to remember you as an experience. That they have it like, oh, that was a nice experience. We loved shooting with you. And then they're not even talking about the result. Then it's just about the experience working with you. If you would have like a good result, but you're really shitty guy, then I don't think they're gonna call you again.
You're probably right, but
They need to trust you.
you're talking about the result, the final result, when you've done your job, your research, and you already have this client. But what if the all the meetings before that, for example, let's start from the beginning. What do you do? What's going to be your advice for the people looking for these agencies? Would you tell them to look at their websites and send emails or to approach them directly by the phone?
I think first of all, you need to have a portfolio, otherwise, so they can find you. Make sure you're ready a bit, and that when you search for a certain job, you're able to do it as well, so you feel comfortable doing it.
That's good
And
advice.
then to find the right clients. For me, it was always a little bit a matter of luck. I really started with people around me. Maybe it's because I studied graphic design that I know some people who started working at agencies or something. And then you have to make sure everybody around you knows what you're doing. And then people start recommending you. And that's how it started for me. So it's just, yeah, you know, this guy, Alexander, he's making good pictures. You should contact him if you want to have your pictures done.
Tell me about the new clients you're meeting. Do you bring your portfolio ever?
Last week was the first time in a few years that I really went somewhere with my portfolio.
Whoa, where?
Just a PR agency that is into fashion. Thought it would be interesting to meet up because I already took pictures for clients of them. So, and we have a lot of connections in common. It was just interesting to meet up.
Have you ever thought to go to a PR agent for your work?
Yeah, of course. And also like just an agent, because I don't have an agent right now.
Have you ever met a PR agent for yourself?
No.
What's that to?
And I I didn't get there yet. I did contact some agencies in Amsterdam like a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I always got bounced like, nice portfolio, but we're not really searching for new talents. So good luck.
Yeah, they're pretty full right now, I think. But you're doing good on your own.
It's okay. I think it could be interesting to have an agent just to get like those bigger clients. Coca-Cola Light, they're not going to call you directly for having bigger clients. And yeah, you should have an agent, I think.
In your case, when you know so many people from advertising agencies, I think that's also a good possibility to have some amazing clients in your list.
I think I'll rather search for an agent outside of Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have any influence on my clients in Belgium. Because I think if I would have like an agent in Belgium, I always have to work via the agency.
Yeah.
So that makes it more complicated.
This is telling me that you're about to travel a little. At least you want to travel a little.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Do you have any particular place that you would like to go to?
The next city I'll try to find an agency will be London, I think.
Aha. Uh-huh. Again, in Europe.
Yeah, you have to start close, I told you. And then if it's not working, you have to search further.
When did you decide to have your own studio? Because it's a big step and it's consuming a lot of money.
Well, it was actually my colleague who really wanted to have a studio. And then he said like, yeah, Alexander, you want to join the forces and search together? And I was 25 back then. So it was quite a big step. It was really with my eyes closed and like, let's do this. But I have no regret at all. I'm really happy I made the big step. It's just really nice to have my own working spot outside of my home.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very cool. Yeah. Though I'm sure it's very hard to sustain a business like this, especially for a big studio. But I assume you also give it for rent to other people.
True.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that definitely covers something.
Yeah.
Is it hard to work with another photographer at the same studio? What are the challenges? For example, what about the schedule? What if you have different photo shoots and the same day? What do you do?
That's the hardest part. We have a good agenda together. So we have a shared agenda and we also have one assistant working for us and we share him as well. It's a matter of planning.
And also, yeah, it's very important that there is another person who's taking care of the organizing.
Someone calls and it's already occupied, then yeah, bad luck.
Yeah, you have to choose another day.
Yeah, something like that.
What's the most exciting photo shoot you have recently had?
Like yesterday, I had a nice shoot for a girl who's an artist. I really like collaborating as well with other creative talents.
Mm-hmm.
The image is stronger, I think. Yesterday, it was a series we were already working on like a few years ago, and now it was the extension.
But the second part of the project?
Yeah, I enjoy doing that. It's not a real big project, but...
Oh, it doesn't matter.
When you understand each other a bit and you really work towards good images without the stress. We have to do 20 shots a day. So it's more about the quality and not the quantity. That's what I love.
To be excited by a certain project, I don't think it has to be a big project. It
no,
might be something
true.
Very small, but it brings you plenty of joy. That's very important also.
Yeah, I'd rather have the small jobs actually. Gives me more joy, less stress.
Are there any nowadays photographers that you admire? And if you can skip the Mario testing, Dana Lindbergh.
Yeah. I don't check too much other photographers.
Really?
I rather watch movies or something. I knew this question was coming.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I checked and I really, really love the work of Vivian Sassoon.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, what she's doing with shapes and lightning. It's so modern, but still it's real photography, I think.
I like the way you have prepared for this interview.
And then you also have Giulia Noni. It's a bit in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
Something in between, really stylized, but pictures still feel spontaneously, something like that. Do you know what I mean?
I totally understand.
For me, that's a big example. Searching towards really stylized pictures, but still don't lose the connection with the real world, something like that.
Especially for Giulia. Her photographs look so authentic.
Yeah.
Like she's on a walk outside, and that's it. So I believe she's very, very prepared for all of these. But
this weekend, I went to Amsterdam to the FOAM, and there was like an exhibition of Harley Weir.
Cool.
And that's also really good.
What do you think about the exhibitions? Do you ever plan to make something like this?
With my work?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love doing that.
Really?
I did have some exhibitions in the past, but it's always a lot of work.
Plenty of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really confronting as well sometimes.
Plus, there are a lot of things that you should consider, especially as a professional photographer, because it's not just you. It's always the theme. So
yeah.
It's kind of difficult to consider something like this. But in episode 99, I talk with another photographer. His name is Emil Montefredi, and he has his own studio, just like you do. And he is doing something like small exhibitions of different artists and himself. And I think that's totally amazing. Really cool way to exhibit your work and to be kind of stress-free. Yeah, because an exhibition is a bit of a headache.
Yeah, it's always an investment as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a book wish list that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, people can always send me presents. I'm happy with everything. No, I'm really bad with presents, I must say.
Do you like reading books?
I'm more about the images.
Okay, then what's your most favorite movie you've seen these days?
This weekend I went to the new Tom Ford movie. Mm-hmm. It was super, super good. I really loved it. One of the best I've seen this year. And for books, yeah, I was actually walking in a bookstore also this weekend, and I saw Peter Hiddenberg book, and I was thinking, yeah, I don't have a book of him yet. I should have one. It's a classic, and I really love his work as well. So
whoever is listening to this podcast, he already said that he would love to receive a present. So
yes, give it to me.
Do you go to the cinema very often?
If it would be possible, I would go like every day. Go like a few times a month. I also check Arrival.
Oh, what do you think about it?
Yeah, it was good. Really nice imagery as well. And I like the atmosphere and the music.
Oh, yeah. The music was really significant there. I must admit that the cinema we went to, I went with George, the audio was well handled. Because, you know, sometimes you go to the cinema and your brain is coming off your ears. Because of the, not just the quality of the sound, but the volume. Because it's so high.
Yeah. Another movie I really loved seeing, I think it's also from this year, was The Neon Demon. I think for people who are interested in fashion photography, should really see it. Have you seen it?
No, not yet.
Yeah, you should. It's really good. It's so good because it's really leveled. Like, you can see it on different kinds of levels. Yeah, you can just go for the aesthetics or you go for the underneath meaning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should really check it. It's super.
I will check it out, I promise. I wanted to ask you, what do you do with your social media?
I think I'm a bit slow. Yeah, and I'm not that good with hashtags. I use my Instagram and Facebook, but I'm not posting every day.
So what's your Instagram?
Alexander Popelier, just one word.
Yeah, if you have any problems with it, you can also check it out in the show notes, guys. And do you listen to any podcasts?
Yeah, I listened to yours lately.
Oh, so cool. And what do you think about it? For real, you don't have to lie here.
No, it's good. It's good. It's nice. It's always interesting to hear the opinions of other photographers.
I hope you continue to listen to this podcast with joy. Yeah. And thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you.
I really hope you loved this interview as much as I do. Don't forget that you can listen to our previous podcasts on both judefashionmagazine.com and neverlandmag.com. You can also submit your work to those two magazines, and you can join us on our Facebook page called The Fashion Photography Podcast. Thank you so much for being with me, and I'll see you on Friday.